Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Hour number two, Monday, June the 22nd, 2026. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. First Monday of summer, here we are. And again, there will be a full city council meeting tonight, second floor city hall, 6:30 p.m. And a lot of confusion certainly going on right now. There have been reports that the emergency alert sirens are not working in Marion. Now, again, these are just reports. We have not confirmed this. Nobody really knows for sure what's going on, but it has caused a lot of confusion. And I think the big confusion here is that as this story has started to become available to people, there have been some people of substantiation who are commenting on this story, and, you know, that gives it a little more credibility, although we do not know yet if it's credible or not, because we have not heard anything from the administration in this town at this particular point. So it all gets very confusing as time goes along. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. I don't know if Naomi's out there or not, but I tried to find her on Facebook to send her a friend's request, but I couldn't. When I put her name in, it didn't come up.
Yeah, she's out there.
She's listening today?
Oh, I don't know about that.
But is she on Facebook?
Yes, yes.
Well, I put Naomi Craig in there. If I'm not spelling things right or something, I don't know.
How'd you spell it?
C-R-A-I-G.
No, I mean the first name.
N-A-M.
No, I think it's N-A-O.
M-I.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try it again.
Do you have any thoughts on these subjects this morning?
What subjects?
Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, too.
Yeah, no, well, I'll tell you that Facebook can do it to you. The emergency alert sirens possibly not working.
Oh, well, are they going to try to fix it, or is that something that's going to cost too much money?
Well, again, I don't even know if it's true or not, but it's a very confusing story.
Well, then how do they know they're not working? They test it.
Well, I don't think anybody knows. I have no idea. You know, I don't know. Hopefully,
are you going to the council meeting?
Well, yeah, I imagine this would come up tonight, but I have no idea.
Well, but don't come up. Why don't you bring it up and see what's going on?
Well, I will ask somebody there tonight what they know about this, but I don't know. I don't know. It's a weird story. That's all I know. So here we are.
Yeah, we haven't had a good storm to even, you know, have it come on for a long, long time.
Well, I think
I love a good thunder and lightning storm.
Well, we had a good storm last night. I don't know how much thunder and lightning these things caused. I don't know. And the other night, I think we had what they considered a severe thunderstorm. I don't know.
Yeah, but that wasn't nothing like I like. I like it when it's thundering a lot, and when it bangs so bad that you think it just hit right beside you.
Well, I guess we'll find out as time goes along.
Yep.
We played that gospel music for you earlier.
Uh-huh, that's good.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
It was a big...
As long as it wasn't too much, you know.
No, it was a big show Saturday.
Yeah.
Big show. Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Yep. Okay, see.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who knows? Maybe we'll find out more about this tonight, but it just is odd, and I don't know what other way to put that. As I said, most people who I think saw this story when it first was being drib-drabbed out on the internet kind of said this must be a joke, because certainly somebody would say something if the emergency alert sirens were not working. But I don't know. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All I can say is, as I said in hour number one, I'm starting to feel a little bad for the administration here, if this is not true, because they're just getting hit with everything. So hopefully this is not true, and they can get up tonight and say, well, that's not true, and I don't know where it came from. But God forbid if it is true, I don't even know how you explain not telling people that the sirens were not working. But, you know, little surprises me anymore as we go on down the road. 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, feel free to give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. All right. Well, what else is going on this morning? We talked about the Father's Day post on social media. I think that's an interesting social media age thing that we've got going on. The fair starts next week. Marion County Fair starts next week. That's always a big thing. As I said, council meeting tonight. And, you know, people are still interested in what's going on with these dumpsters. I think there'll be a lot of questions in regard to that tonight at the city council meeting. And, again, you know, here's one of these situations where it's hard to understand how these things happen. How could dumpsters be available for 2 to 3 years, apparently, to anybody in the city who wanted them for $50, yet it was never advertised to anybody? And the moment that people become aware of the program, then all of a sudden the price has to be raised and the setup has to be changed. Now, if nothing else, it just doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. It doesn't sound good. And it's one of those situations again. Who did it come from? Who decided to make these statements that last we heard it had been going on 3 to 3.5 years? I don't know if that's true. A lot of people have questions about that. I don't know. I would think you'd be able to check the records on this, but I could be wrong. It does happen every so often. So if you have any questions in regard to any of these things, please feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as I have said before, I don't think anybody's trying to do anything nefarious. I just think the layout of some of these programs and the rollout and the explanations are so confusing that they not only confuse the citizens, they confuse everybody. And it becomes a big problem. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good. Another day in paradise.
I tell you right now, I think you... Where's the good news morning?
Boy, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Where's Lucy's Toy Shop? Tell us how wonderful everything is.
I know. We got to get Mr. Tree out here to sing the Mr. Tree song.
Or something.
So, I'll tell you, I have truly, and I've been around a while now, three different mayors and a lot of county commissioners and a lot of local politicians, I've never seen anything like this. I don't even know how you explain it anymore. I really am starting to feel bad for them. I don't know what's going on up there.
You know something? It's a mushroom patch. Now, you know how they say they raise mushrooms, keep in the dark and cover them up with shit? Well, but I wonder if you would go and ask for raise of hands of the council people and the administration, how many even questioned about the alarm? You know, because in April, they were saying, this is just a test, this is a test. Now we're almost to July. Who was in charge of seeing that thing work? And ask anybody on the council if any of them had ever been alerted. You know, it's kind of like they just, like I said, the council is kind of just like a mushroom. They don't tell them anything. And then we have these people that's only been there not that long, and it appears as though they don't question anything, but they're not informed of anything. Who's the maintenance person in charge of that damn alarm?
Well, here's the thing, and I want to make sure I say this again, because I don't want the blame of this. This could be a false story. I don't know. But,
by the same token, Scott, how many people is on council or in administration that listens to your show?
Quite a bit.
Why don't they pick up the damn phone and call in and say there's no, any of them, whoever, my councilman, whoever, the chief of police, call in and say on the show there's no truth to the story?
Well, that's what you would hope would happen. And that, see, here's again where I feel bad for them, because they're not doing that. And if it is a false story, they're not sending out a press release to say this is not true. Now, that is what makes me suspicious that, well, maybe it is true. And if it is true, boy, that's a bad situation if this is true.
I think it is true, because I've never heard the alarm being tested last April in tornado season. You ever remember saying the alarm's going to be tested? It's just a test. This is just a test. Last April, did we hear that?
Well, here's the thing. All this other stuff in 2.5 years, you can agree with it, you can disagree with it, the buses, the parties, the bus wraps, all that stuff. It's not life or death. But this is. And if they truly knew that this thing was not working, emergency alert system, and they never alerted the media, they never alerted the council, they never alerted anybody, I mean, that is, I don't even know how you get past that. I really don't. I don't even know how you explain that.
Now, is the fire department, are they the one that set the alarm off? Or is it the police department?
You know, that's
if there's a warning. Let's say if there's a warning. Now the mayor ain't gonna yell. He's head dog. But who in those other departments is responsible for that? And does the damn thing just need rebooted? I don't know nothing about none of this stuff. But I would just—you'd like to have a raise of hands of council. How many of you guys on the council knew that the storm alarm didn't work?
Well, that's where the problem lies tonight. Because if this turns out to be a true story, and nobody on council knew, if they are not apoplectic tonight, angry about this, then there's some kind of problem with city government. If council was not even alerted about this.
Well, like several things they do, but it just doesn't make, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, and like I said, how many people on the council knew that? And somebody knew that it didn't work. They didn't just go up there and say, hey, the red light's not on. It must be a problem.
Well, now, I am being told from somebody out there listening this morning, they said, I don't know if it works now, but it did work for the statewide tornado drill in April because they participated in it.
Oh, well, good. That's good.
So I guess
maybe it's just, Scott, it probably just needs rebooted.
Well, you know, really, this story has been out now for about a week. And the first time I saw it, I thought, well, that's one of those, you know, social media silly things. And then people kind of, you know, some of the muckety-mucks in town were posting it, and I thought, well, that's strange, you know, because usually they don't want to post anything like that. And then I saw some people who were really high up in some government positions commenting on it, and I thought, now, wait a second, if they don't know the answer to this, there's a problem. There's a big problem.
It's kind of like, you know, everything's fine, and then if there's a mistake, it's not my fault.
Yeah, well, and I don't even know, how would the mayor explain this? Because I can't even understand that.
Let's take it off of his shoulders, but whoever was responsible for that, and the mayor wasn't responsible if the damn alarm worked, somebody else was responsible to check all that stuff.
Well, that's right.
Report to him that the alarm didn't work. It's not the mayor's fault that he didn't know. Somebody that we're paying should have known,
well,
and then reported to the mayor,
right.
And then maybe they should let it leak out through city council.
Well, that's the problem. Now, you're right. It is absolutely not the mayor's job to know if the system is working, but it certainly is his job. Well, I can't say that's true. He should know if it's working, because somebody should be reporting to him if it has stopped working. And if it stopped working, it certainly should have been reported to council by the mayor, and it certainly should have been said to the media by the mayor, because if they want people to go download this Facebook app because we've got no siren, how would anybody know to do that if you haven't told anybody?
Well, that's true, but, and if indeed this is just a rumor, why in the hell isn't somebody coming on at least your station and saying there's no truth to it?
Well, I'm not going to give credit to the person, because it's been posted a lot of places, by the way, but here was the original, this is the story that's getting the buzz. Okay. Oh, you know what? We might actually have somebody calling in right now, so this might be a good thing.
Okay. Hey,
thank
Scott.
You.
I might not be the council, you know, I'm recovering here, so you have a good day, and let's not put all the blame on the mayor.
No, you're right.
That's why we pay all these other people, too.
I agree. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So, we might get some answers on this momentarily, because I don't know. I truly don't. It's one of those, I'm just going to say that. Hold on. The phones, we got the one line, you know. So we're going to give it a shot here. But it certainly has been the talk of the morning. What a morning we're having here. We want to get this person on the air, because this is a very important subject here. And, you know, as I've said all morning, it's a very important subject to a lot of people. And we want to get the truth on this. We're not trying to say any rumor or innuendo here. But the story that's starting to circulate is the City of Marion's emergency alert sirens are not working, and the city is directing residents to go to the city Facebook page and download the weather application to rely on instead of the sirens. When I first said this, like I said, I thought it was a joke the first few times I saw it. I don't know, but I'll tell you, somebody who can shed some light on this, I hope, and I thank him so much for calling in this morning, City Councilman at Large, Aaron Rollins. Aaron, how you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me. Another manic Monday for sure.
Yeah, it always is. Seems like that. Well, I hope you had a great Father's Day.
I did. Thank you. Yeah, hopefully you did as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Aaron, this story came out middle of last week. I think a lot of people thought it was a joke. What do you know about this?
Yeah, so unfortunately, just like the rest of us, I found out via Facebook, which won't go into that, but unfortunate. So I had sent an email to city service director, just kind of saying, hey, let's cut through the noise and the nonsense here. Give me the scoop, what's going on? I know that we had previously passed some legislation to allow you guys to apply for a grant. What's the scoop? And then found out that they went to apply for the grant through FEMA and determined that the city's portion of the match for the grant would have been around $60,000. The plan was to use some of our city workers for in-kind labor to get some of the credit toward that $60,000, but then determined that the in-kind labor would only account for about $5,000 of the total $60,000 that would have been the city's responsibility. So the administration, I guess at that time, decided not to apply for the grant, and that's what I know at this time.
Well, I think the big problem here is, so are the sirens currently working?
My understanding of the sirens is that each of the sirens is kind of in its own unique form of decay. Some of the sirens don't work. Some of the sirens don't rotate the way that they're supposed to rotate. Some of the sirens rotate and siren, but then it gets to the audio portion, and that really doesn't work. So it's kind of a hodgepodge of failure kind of across the board.
So is it true that the city's plan right now is for people to download a Facebook app?
That's my understanding, and that's kind of why I decided to jump in and get involved here, because I'm not sure that I totally agree with that approach.
Well, and Aaron, you know, we've talked about a lot of things over the last 2.5 years, and as I said this morning, however people feel about bus wraps or dumpsters or whatever it is, those things aren't life and death. Now, they are financial, and people have very strong opinions about them. This potentially could be life and death, and it's not the administration's fault that the machines are getting old and possibly not working. But why would you not tell any council members? Why would you not tell the media? Why would you not say anything at a council meeting?
Yeah, those are a lot of the questions I intend to ask tonight at City Council. I don't know. It kind of feels like we're regressing back into that communication issue that we had in year one, which is frustrating. Yeah,
and I think that's what's annoying people. I mean, again, if the machines break down, we know they're expensive. Again, I mean, it would have been nice, I guess, to know if you're a council person that the grant was not going through or anybody was going through. But how was anybody even supposed to know to go get this Facebook app if nobody was told?
Yeah, so really the communication all the way around has been subpar at best.
You know,
for sure.
Well, no, I truly wanted to believe that this was a false story this morning, because I couldn't believe that this would have been handled this way.
Yeah, it's incredibly frustrating.
Right. Now, do we know if there's been any efforts made? Because we still haven't seen a press release to say, yes, this is true, and you know, maybe we should do something here.
Yeah, I don't know. So the last I spoke to Safety Service Director Cowell, he was pretty steadfast in the idea that, you know, everybody could go on and get the app downloaded. And I think the intent right now, at least last I spoke to Mr. Cowell, was, we're going to let the sirens kind of run their life or run their course. And when none of the sirens work, we'll have completely switched over to this app.
And at this point, and I don't want to put words in it, you don't feel this app is necessarily the best idea?
I don't. I mean, first of all, it requires that you have a cell phone. Secondarily to that, you know, I have an Apple device, and if you've ever been driving and you get into some suspect weather or whatever, you may get an alert on your Apple phone. It kind of auto-generates through Apple, right? What if you don't have a cell phone?
Right. And a lot of senior citizens depend on this who do not. Not even just seniors.
I would agree. So for me, this is a concern. I think we've come a long way in early detection warnings and all of this stuff. To just let it go by the wayside seems a bit silly to me. And then further to, say to our senior citizen population, are poverty-stricken citizens that, hey, you're going to need to get a cell phone if you want to be informed of potential severe weather in your area, that to me just doesn't seem acceptable.
Well, and I think also something that compounds this is we have had a particularly rough spring here because of the colder weather and the just the weather patterns we've had. We've had a lot of pretty good thunderstorms, tornado watches, tornado warnings, and just in the season we're in, not that it would be acceptable any other time of the year, but with the weather we've had since March, April, in the season we're in, you would think this would be a huge deal that you would want to let the public know about, or even let the council know about, and just the fact that the grant was not going to be applied for, even though permission was given.
Yeah, that's the frustrating part. You know, first of all, council is the purse strings, so it's a little frustrating that we weren't even given the option to see if we could find 1% out of the budget to try and rectify this situation, because I certainly believe that we could have if given the opportunity.
Well, and that's the thing, and I think that is there any reason given or any assumption other than poor communication on why things like this continue to happen?
No, I don't have a good reason for you on that, Scott.
Yeah. Well, I want to touch on one other thing, because I know it's a busy morning for you, but, you know, coming off the whole situation with the dumpsters recently, you know, we were all told that this service was available to everybody for $50, that you could get a dumpster and haul away any refuse, the city would bring it to you, and then the second people became aware that this service was available, the service was stopped, or the price is going to be raised and it's got to be looked at. That doesn't look particularly well when rolled out. What have you made of that?
So I haven't followed too much of the dumpster saga. I'll be honest with you. I've been steadfast on this Flock camera and the siren debacle. So I know we've got a few other council people who are kind of hawking this whole dumpster deal. For me, I haven't followed closely enough to give you much more detail than what's already out there.
Well, and just to touch on that for a second, the Flock thing, Flock camera thing, you know, we now are aware that the Flock cameras have been renewed due to a grant, but that the grant does not cover the full amount of the cost, and people are wondering where that money's coming from and why that has never been brought up in front of council.
Yeah, so we're going to need to understand what our portion of that cost is going to be, because obviously someone made the decision that city's portion was okay, but the city's portion for notifying citizens of severe weather in our early detection service was not.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, somebody definitely has some explaining to do on that one.
Well, I guess the thing tonight for tonight's city council meeting, Aaron, is I think a lot of people feel that the council, and I'm not saying you, but that certain council is just rolling over, and this will be another meeting where people go, oh, you didn't tell us for this reason. Oh, okay, that's fine. I guess everybody should get the app. Should council people representing this city be angry about this?
Well, I can't speak for all other nine members of City Council, but I can certainly say it's extremely frustrating for this one individual on City Council who, you know, had to find out about this stuff on Facebook.
Well, and I guess maybe this is the final question this morning. Is there any good reason in your mind as to why a council member would have to find it out about this stuff on Facebook?
No, there's no good reason.
So tonight, I guess we'll get a reason, but I don't know what the reason will be, I guess is where we are. But just for people listening in their safety, there are some, just so I have this right, there are some sirens that are still working, some that are
correct.
Not. Some that are not. There's no plan to fix any of them. The grant is not going to be gone through with at this point. That was an administration decision, even though council decided to okay the grant application. So the administration nixed that somewhere along the line, didn't tell anybody, and here we are.
That's correct.
And get the app, I guess, if you know where to find it or if you can get it.
That's right.
Okay. Well, Aaron, I'll see you tonight. I thank you so much for calling in today.
All right. Thanks for the time, Scott. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
All right. Your city councilman at large, Aaron Rollins. Well, now we know it is true that some of the sirens are not working. And apparently the administration did know. And there was a grant that was applied for or given credit. I don't even know now. I mean, apparently it was council gave permission for the city to apply for the grant to fix the sirens. And I guess council decided not to do that. Or no, the administration decided not to. I'm trying to get this all together. The administration decided not to do that and did not tell council. Also did not tell council about the flock cameras. And council members are finding out about this on Facebook. So there you go. Does anybody have anything to say about that? We've got 16 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I guess I don't have to say we know if it's true or not anymore. We know it's true. And I certainly thank City Councilman at Large Aaron Rollins for calling in this morning and giving us, to his best knowledge, what this is all about. I do not understand. I just don't understand why things like this continue to go on. So, you know the sirens are not all working. Council gives you permission to apply for a grant. You decide not to do that. You tell them, you don't tell them, you're not applying for the grant. And everybody's supposed to go get this app, but you don't tell anybody, you don't tell the media, you don't tell the council to go get the app. I mean, really, you couldn't write this. You really couldn't. I don't understand any of it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say, feel free to weigh in here. We've got 15 minutes left in the program. And trust me, I understand if you're confused, because I'm certainly confused, and I just heard the story. I have no idea. How something like that could even happen, I don't know. And apparently, council members get their information, like the rest of us, on social media. I don't know what the communication gap is. Well, I truly don't know. Where does this communication gap come from between the city administration and the council? What is that gap? And why would you not want people to know that the sirens were not working? And the whole flock camera thing, there is money owed. What is the city's portion? Who knows? But apparently that's been kept a secret. And the dumpster thing, well, the dumpster thing's the dumpster thing, I guess, at this point. All right. Well, here we are. 740-383-9944. Now, will this be another situation where council just goes, oh, okay, well, I guess that's what happened, and we roll on down the road? I don't know. I don't know. I would have to think that people would approach this in a little bit of a different way, because this is a life or death. Could be, thank God it hasn't been yet, could be a life or death situation with these storms. I have no idea. I really don't. I'm not going to criticize it, and I'm not going to say it's a good idea, because to be honest with you, I'm not even sure how this happened. And I'm not sure why nobody would say it. So, you know, Tonight's the city council meeting, 6:30 p.m., second floor of City Hall, and I guess people can attend and try to figure it out on their own. It certainly is not something that is easily figure outable at this particular point. It's raining right now. I can hear the raindrops out there on the window. All right, well, we've got 12 minutes left. Is there anything anybody wants to talk about? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But we thank Marion City Councilman Aaron Rollins for joining us this morning in the midst of this kerfluffle, as it were, with the sirens in the city. You know, as I said earlier in the program, I never remember something like this transpiring. But I guess there's always stuff that can happen. All right, go ahead. Call. Well, we lost that call. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, call back in. We'll get you in. We've got about 10 and a half minutes left in the program this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
So let me get this straight. So somebody in the administration made the administrative decision that the weather sirens that give people a chance to, you know, protect their families wasn't worth any expenditure, wasn't even worth the effort of applying for the grant. But they also made the administrative decision to pay for the city's share of a surveillance camera that surveils the city citizens 24/7 in the name of safety. You know, so there's a perceived safety there. There's an actual safety in the weather sirens, and this was all made by an administrator. And who in our administration would have a connection to the police like that?
Well, here's what I would say about it. Now, we do know for sure that somebody in the administration absolutely did make the decision not to apply for the grant for the sirens. Now, as far as the surveillance equipment, I don't know if that decision has been made or not. I don't think we know. I don't know if that would have to be brought before council. I would think it would. I don't know why it hasn't. And again, I don't know why they weren't notified for that. I don't know why city council people are learning about city business on social media.
Again, if it smells like dog shit, looks like dog shit, must be dog shit.
This is a bizarre morning for me, because I really did come on this morning wanting to say I can't believe this story is true, but here's the scuttlebutt, and now come to find out not only is it true, but they haven't alerted anybody. They did not alert City Council. City Council found out about it on Facebook, and they made the executive decision not to apply for the grant and didn't tell City Council about that. City Council had to go to them and say, what's going on here? And apparently they do like this weather app idea.
Well, in the weather app, I don't know if you've looked at it. I went to look at it, and you have to give them a bunch of information. You have to have, you know, a cell phone at the least. I don't know if you have to have a smartphone or not. But, you know, there's a lot of people out in the world that are very IT frustrated and really just don't want more, you know, passwords or more access, or you got to give, you know, to get in, you got to give your name, address, this, that, and the other to use the app. You know, you can't just log into the app and give a location, but you got to give all your information. Whereas the weather sirens, you know, I've never had to get any information, you know, since I can remember, since I was a kid. You know, they go off when they go off, and when, you know, they're out there to do it. So, again, it becomes one of those haves or have not kind of thing. I mean, it's like the dumpsters. It seems like the people who were in a certain circle knew about it, so they got the benefit. But the
99% of the citizens didn't know, although it was public. So, I mean, again, you know, I mean, you, as you said, you can't make this stuff up, you know? I mean, dust your eyes and ears, people. I mean, if it sounds shady, looks shady, it's shady.
Well, apparently city council's not even in on this stuff. I can't understand that. I don't, there's something horribly wrong with that. And I don't quite, how are you supposed to get the weather app if you haven't even told city council and you haven't told the media, you haven't done a press release? How are people even supposed to know to get the weather app?
Well, same way you knew about whether you could get the dumpster, I guess. You got to be psychic.
I don't know. I really don't. Well, I mean, here's the problem. They wonder why people are upset with the decorum. They wonder why people are upset with four more terms.
It's surreal. It is pretty surreal.
But I mean, you've got time.
I'm sorry to hear you.
You've got time to bring that stuff up. You've got time to put that in front of council, but you don't have time to talk about the weather sirens or the flock cameras?
I hear you. It's dumbfounding, actually.
I mean, it's bizarre.
It is.
I've never seen this in a city administration. Never. Never anything like this. But
you're probably going to be some more people quitting. that's my prediction. You know, the Republican Party in this town seems to be, and I'm not really trying to pick on people, it's just, you know, there's an awful lot of quitters in that party, is all I'm going to say, and I think you're going to hear about some more resignations here real quick.
Well, I think tonight we'll hear that there was no money, and that probably is the truth, but council is supposed to be the purse strings, and the fact that they didn't make that decision, I think, is a big problem.
And I hate to be a dead horse, but, I mean, from my understanding, was there ever a council ordinance that, I mean, did council okay all the money for Love Your City and the rats and all that kind of stuff?
You know what? I don't remember, so I'm not going to say yes or no. There were some ordinances that went through.
I would invite all the council people out there listening to, you know, you got a couple minutes, call in and at least tell us the ordinance, or, you know, if you would.
Well, at least we got one council person on the record. You got to give Aaron credit for that.
Absolutely. All right. Aaron's definitely keeping their feet to the fire, and I respect Aaron. Yeah. We don't agree on everything. He puzzles me sometimes. But I'm sure I puzzle a lot of people, too. So,
hey, thanks for calling.
Keep doing what you're doing, Aaron Rollins.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, we've got about 4 minutes left. If you'd like to get in on this, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts, feel free to share them before we run out of time today. But just to be clear, as we now have the information a little more straight here, not all of the sirens, the emergency alert sirens, are currently working. And if you want to be on top of this, get the weather app that the city is offering on your phone to stay ahead of this. So that's the plan right now. Because apparently the grant that council authorized the administration to apply for was not applied for, because the administration decided it was too much money. So there you are. That's the story. There you go. So, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, is the mayor related to Trump?
Not that I'm aware of.
Sure has a lot of his qualities.
Well, what do you make of this? We got 3 minutes. You're a city resident. What do you think? You've heard the full story now.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. I mean, I like block cameras, but I think the sirens was a little bit benefit to the residents a little bit better than the block cameras.
Well, I don't
and
even...
Then, you know, for not getting with council on this stuff, it's just like what Trump does. You know, he don't get with the Congress and the Senate, you know? This is all amazing, I tell you.
Well, it's real. I don't even know what to say about it, to be honest with you. I'm not going to criticize it, and I'm not going to say it's okay, because at this point, I don't even understand how this could have happened.
Now, the dumpster gate, that started when Scott Scherzer was in there, didn't it?
Well, nobody knows for sure. We've never really gotten a clear answer on that.
But how can you have a program and not have no records of it?
Well, I don't know that there are no records of it. I just know that the information they have given is we think it started 3 or 3.5 years ago.
Well, a while back he was talking about the city paving some lot. I mean, you know, that's about the same thing as this dumpster. You know, did the person that got the pavement, did he even pay for the pavement? Remember that?
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
You know, how many people in the city got their driveways paved and stuff, you know, that we don't know about?
Well, I would say tonight's city council meeting, even though there's hardly anything on the agenda, there'll be a lot of stuff to be talked about tonight.
We wouldn't know about the dumpster gate if Naomi hadn't taken a picture, would we?
Well, no, and that's where that all started, and then all of a sudden that changed.
Well,
I don't know.
Really be after now.
Well, there's just a PR problem down there. They got to get their PR system fixed. They got to have a better public relations system, and they got to have a better relationship with council. I don't understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
We'll find out, though.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. Thank you. All right, that's about where we can leave it this morning, is that it is a mess. But don't forget, City Council meets tonight, 6:30, second floor of City Hall, and I'll be there as far as I know, and we'll come back with some much more information tomorrow on this. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmission.